This is an interview with Clyde
goalkeeper Alan Martin. Firstly, thank you very much, Al, for giving me your time.
It's no problem at all.
If we look back at the game against Albion Rovers on Saturday, how do you think the team played?
Obviously, we were disappointed that we didn't get the result we were after. All the boys put in a good shift, but we lacked something going forward and couldn't really get going in the second half. The lads in defence were solid, although we could have done better for the goal. It's easy to sit and talk about it when you see the game from my position and the goals, so I can't be too hard on them. Barry and Bob sat down with us after the game and went over the performance. Hopefully we can do better next week.
You pulled off some excellent saves during the course of the game, especially in the second half. How would you rate your own performance?
Well, I can see the goal, so there's always something to work on. But we win and lose as a team, so my performance is only as good as the boys around me.
Well, that's very modest of you. We have to agree that some of your saves were, you kept the score down to just 1-0.
On another day, it could have been more. But luckily, I was able to keep the team by making the crucial saves. It was a shame. I couldn't get the clean sheet. But that has to be my aim for the next game.
What did Barry Ferguson say to the players after the game?
The manager let us know that he was disappointed with the result and some aspects of the performance let him down. We'll go back in the training ground and look to cut out the mistakes from Saturday.
You're nearly halfway through the season and the table doesn't make for good reading. Do you think this set of players can turn it around?
It's been disappointing up to now, but like Saturday's game, we've got a good group of lads at the club and I'm sure before long the results will come. The gaffer works hard on the training ground and he won't stop until things change for the better.
Away from matters with the team and the match on Saturday, I'd like to talk a little bit about yourself. Having started your career at Motherwell, I've noticed you've been to several clubs. What's it been like getting used to different dressing rooms?
You definitely get used to do it after a while. I met some great guys at different teams and still keep in contact with them a lot. I've never felt out of place at any of the teams I've played with. I could all use them as positive experiences. Hopefully at Clyde I can get first team football on a regular basis and that to build on for the future.
As you mentioned, you've been to several teams. Can you let us know who exactly you've played for?
Well, before I came to Clyde, I spent 7 or 8 years in England. I was at Leeds for a few seasons without getting an appearance for the first team, but it was a learning experience. I was only 18 at the time, so learning from goalkeepers at the club was a bonus.
Where else were you after this?
During my spell at Leeds, I was sent on loan to Barrow and Accrington Stanley. In fact, I had 2 loan spells at Barrow and really enjoyed my time there. It was at Accrington that I made my debut in the Football League, and that really was an experience. The team were doing very well at the time, so I was thrown at the deep end and still enjoyed my time at the club. I came back to Scotland for a few months to play for Ayr United after I got released from Leeds. Again, I enjoyed myself, but I felt I wanted to play full time, and that was something that the chairman could offer me.
So after that, you ended up at Crewe?
Yes, I went to Crewe and spent 2.5 years there. I thought that might have been where I held down the number one jersey, but it wasn't to be. I was at Aldershot for a short time, but after that it didn't work out.
How did your move to Clyde come about?
I got a trial by the gaffer and he thought I'd done alright, so he signed me up. I really enjoyed playing for the team so far.
Yesterday you earned a contract extension courtesy of the chairman Barry Ferguson. What were your thoughts on that?
As I said, I enjoyed playing. My time at Clyde and signing up for longer was definitely a goal of mine. I would like to return to full-time football in the future, but until now, I am focused on doing my best for the team and the fans.
Well, thanks very much, Alan, for taking the time out to do this interview, and good luck with the rest of the season and your own career.
Thank you.